By now, most people know that switching from incandescent light bulbs to compact fluorescent bulbs can be a big energy saver. And amid growing concern about global warming, energy saving is a very good thing. But as an increasing number of us switch to compact fluorescents, it's important to be aware that they contain toxic mercury. And if they're not disposed of properly, that mercury will end up in a landfill, creating another kind of environmental problem. With me now to explain more in the second part of today's Underreported is Lisa Rainwater, environmental activist and policy director at Riverkeeper, and I'm very pleased to welcome her to our show. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Leonard.
First of all, Lisa, someone who's had a lot of experience working in environmental conservation, do you want to weigh in for a moment on the conversation we just had about whether international NGOs or small local groups are more effective?
Sure. It's been an honor of mine for the last 4 years to work for a small regional organization that protects the Hudson River and the drinking water supply for New York City residents.
But it has a high profile.
It has a high profile.
Most people will recognize the name Riverkeeper.
One would hope, yes. We've been around for 40 years. We started as a Hudson River Fishermen's Association. Fishermen, commercial and recreational, were concerned about the depletion of the fisheries, banded together and started to work to clean up the river. And now, Riverkeeper, as we've become, is one of about 150 keepers across the globe under the umbrella of the Waterkeeper Alliance. And so what your former guests were talking about is Waterkeeper Alliance is an ideal model because we do have an international umbrella that helps guide local groups, but it really is a grassroots roll up your sleeves and protect your waterway.
So now let's talk about compact fluorescents. Even with the mercury problem, are you pleased that they seem to be catching on?
Absolutely, absolutely. There is a small amount of mercury in compact fluorescents.
What is it doing there?
It's used to help create the electricity that snaps to make the light go on. And there are advances in terms of reducing the amount. There's 5 milligrams, which is basically the small tip of a ballpoint pen, in one compact fluorescent currently. And the hope is by the end of 2007, new models will come on the market that has actually dropped that as well to an even lower degree.
But it's still necessary. It's not in incandescent bulbs, is it?
No, it's necessary at this point. There's research going on in Europe and in the States trying to find out how to actually create these bulbs without it, but that has yet to come.
Okay, so we're stuck with the mercury and we want to have the fluorescence. What is the solution to getting rid of them? We can't just throw them in the garbage. Can't throw them in the recycle glass garbage bag.
Absolutely. One should not be simply throwing them out with your daily trash. What is being recommended by the EPA at this point is to double bag them, put them in one sealed Ziploc bag, put them in a second, and then you can dispose of them, and unfortunately they're going to a landfill. But there are some other solutions that are available that are taking place in other parts of the country, and in New York City, for example, we have the sanitation waste collection centers in all 5 boroughs. You can call 311 to find out where yours is located, and they do take compact fluorescents and they will recycle them for you. There is the technology available to separate out the various components in these bulbs.
Now we pay a nickel for every bottle or can of soft drinks. Should we do something similar here? Have rebates so that people will hand them in? Right now, I know a lot of people have heard that you should do something with batteries, although they're not sure of what. And
yes.
Mostly what they do is they shrug and throw them away in the garbage.
Yes. Well, actually, your listeners should be aware that the city council passed a law back in December that came into effect that rechargeable batteries are now illegal. It's illegal to dispose of them. And any retailer that sells them has to take them back and recycle them. Only rechargeables. So one of the things, you know, if you look at local policymaking, one of the things that the city council could consider is something along the lines of, you know, it's illegal to put mercury-filled compact fluorescents in your trash. And that's one way that we could try to start to educate and inform consumers that there is an issue with these compact fluorescents. There's other ways. IKEA, for example, has a recycling program at their stores. They're a big, strong promoter of these bulbs. You can buy them there at a tremendous discount, and they take them. Something similar to if you go to a Staples and you buy ink cartridges for your ink jets, right at the cash register, they have plastic Ziploc baggies. You turn them in, they drop them into the bag, and they send them off to be recycled.
But if we can't do that, you say double bag them in plastic bags. Of course, some people don't want to have plastic bags for other reasons.
Yes, yes. It's always that conundrum of which is the worst environmental catastrophe to deal with at hand. But if you consider the fact that a compact fluorescent uses 75% less energy than the regular incandescent, that means that you're actually requiring less energy to be produced from, say, coal-burning plants, which is the largest emitter of mercury in this country. If every household changed five light bulbs to compact fluorescents, we could take 10 million automobiles off the road, which is basically all the cars registered in New York State.
Would you like to see certain warning labels or certain explanations put on the labeling, the packaging?
Absolutely. I think it's a responsibility of the manufacturers who are doing a good service by helping us become more energy efficient.
So our legislators have to get out there and insist on this.
Yes, yes. I think that public pressure, legislative initiatives, working with corporations, I think what we're seeing is as global warming becomes a household term, corporations are jumping the bandwagon to do something positive as well. And it's something as simple as saying, please recycle these bulbs would go a great way toward educating the public. And perhaps they give us a $2 rebate when we do turn them into the local store. We get a coupon to run over to the other aisle and buy another one.
Before you go, I have to ask you something else. Does having a last name like Rainwater help you as an environmental activist? People will remember what you do.
Yes, I have to say it's sometimes confusing to call and say it's Lisa Rainwater at Riverkeeper, and they say Riverkeeper at Rainwater. It's but no, I get very positive comments from my last name, except in England. They've told me in the past that I have a funny last name.
Meanwhile, you are encouraging people to get the fluorescents, and they do last longer as well.
They do. I moved into my apartment 5 years ago in Manhattan and put all compact fluorescents in my lights, and I have yet to, knock on wood, change them. They're still running strongly.
I just wish they didn't look so goofy.
Well, you know, they don't have the twirls now. I mean, they have the twirls, but you can also buy them that look exactly like a regular shaped light bulb. They're new out on the market in the last, I say, 6 months.
Lisa Rainwater, thank you so much for being with us. Lisa Rainwater, who is a policy director at Riverkeeper.
Thank you, Leonard. ¶¶